Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
And welcome back, and we have Lowell Ponte here on how to get the amazing books that you guys, you and Craig Smith, put together. He, of course, is on Fox News Business. Give us the details how they get this free book, postage paid and everything, and not have to spend a cent in delivery or for the book, which will make them wiser, smarter, and richer. What's the name of the book?
Absolutely. It's called Money, Morality, and the Machine. By the way, we'll give you even more than that. We will give you a copy of our new white paper that appears in Real Money Perspectives later this week. And that is a study in how our politics can be devastated by the Democrats seeing the only way they can win in 2020 is by wrecking the economy. That as long as the economy stays good, Trump's reelection is a near certainty because they just don't have anyone all that virtuous or interesting. In fact, what they have are people like Senator Mazie Hirono of Hawaii, who a few days ago in an interview said that the only problem Democrats have is that we are so smart and so knowledgeable that ordinary people are just alienated by us because we're so superior. But of course, as a progressive, she believes that the superior should rule no matter how the people vote. In any event, those two things are available to someone just by calling a toll-free number. You don't have to give $20 to Jeff Bezos at Amazon. Just call 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. That's 800-630-1492 for both Money, Morality, and the Machine, the book, and for this white paper. You see, the reason, if you understand how the Democrats are going to be trying to wreck the economy, and we lay out all the little subtle techniques they're going to use to do that, then you can prepare for it. Then you can safeguard your savings, your resources, and not be caught up in this tidal wave of economic destruction the Democrats are planning.
I think also that people have to start understanding that that's why we have on the show Kelby Smith from his advocates. People need to start understanding that the system itself is designed to bring in law and regulation and taxes and to tax us into debt so they can control us, right?
Of course. They're going to make sure that you never have enough money saved. Well, for example, everyone thinks, oh, well, I'm now 25, I'm going to begin saving $50 a month or whatever. And that will certainly help, but the reality is, by the time you retire, that $50 is going to have been inflated and debased to the point where it only has the purchasing power of $5 or $10. In other words, the money is shrinking even as you save it. And so you may find you've saved a lot of dollars, but those dollars are not worth nearly what they used to be. Your dollar, for example, since Richard Nixon broke the last link to the U.S. gold standard in 1971, a dollar today, it would take about $6.50 to buy what you could have bought with $1 in 1971. I mean, that's how fast it's dissolving out from under people. When they say that the Fed wants to deliberately maintain a 2% inflation rate, and they actually boast of that, that the economy's better with 2% inflation, what that means is your dollar is evaporating by at least 2% a year.
And it's compounded.
Yeah, it's compounded. And so all kinds of bad things are done to you. And then they use all the other tricks, like Barack Obama did. One major trick of Barack Obama's, they have in most major government programs like Social Security, a thing called cost of living adjustments, which are supposed to offset the inflation. So that if your dollar can buy less, they give you more dollars to make up for it. Except under Obama, for 8 years, you were never given more dollars. The Obama administration always would issue documents showing that there's really no inflation. You know, hamburger may have gone up to $5 a pound and gasoline may have gone up to $5 a gallon, but there's really no inflation. And therefore, we're not going to increase your Social Security. And the average American on Social Security, depending on Social Security, simply had to take that for 8 years. And what that means is they were permanently set back by those lost 8 years.
Wow.
So you see, if you're saving, especially through government programs, those savings are not going to add up to what you think they are. Very often, if there are a lot of things you may want to buy in your life, that it's better to buy now rather than wait to buy them when you supposedly have enough money saved to do it, because that when you get there, it will no longer be enough money. You're being led into a trap.
Right, and of course it also means you have to have other kinds of money. We have, for example, the Carrot Bears gold and the ICO coins, which are going to increase in value. And because gold itself doesn't devalue, it's the currencies that are not tied to gold, right?
No, gold is money. Gold is the standard of value. I mean, you could take a 1 ounce gold coin and go down to a tailor and buy the best suit he could make for you. On the other hand, 2,000 years ago in ancient Rome, you could have taken that 1 ounce gold coin, gone down and bought the best toga the tailor could make for you. I mean, gold tends to be very level. It will buy you the same amount of lumber or the same amount of other fixed goods that you could have bought 100 years ago, 500 years ago, 1,000 years ago.
Well, even in 1920...
Because it's the fake government money.
Right. The value of 1 gram of gold would buy 22 loaves of bread in the 1920s. It'll still buy you 22 loaves of bread.
Yeah, 100 and some years ago, an ounce of gold was worth $20. Now it's worth $1,250.
Which shows you how much the dollar is actually devalued.
Yeah, we calculated that by deliberate inflation, since it was created, the Federal Reserve in 1913 has stolen from the American people $220 trillion worth of value.
Whoa. That's not a B, that's a T word, isn't it?
No, that's T, yes. But of course, if you go to things like derivatives, the kind of fake money that the banks deal in, over and above U.S. dollars, in derivatives we are obligated to pay something like $1.8 quadrillion. We're beyond trillions. We're up into quadrillions.
Wow.
Which, of course, is the thing you must remember. No government, virtually no government, no bank, could ever pay off all of its debts at once if it had to. The debt is so much greater than the value of the society now that we're basically locked into living on debt forever because nobody can pay off the existing debt. No president has paid off the national debt since Andrew Jackson.
Well, I heard a statement by Trump when he was campaigning 2016 that if he got rid of the Federal Reserve and stopped paying Federal Reserve interest, that he could get rid of the debt in 8 to 10 years, the national debt.
If the government were sincere, but of course he's talking about just the short-term debt, just the $22 trillion. Beyond that, there is the total debt, which is debt public and private. That's about 75-80.
And like unfunded mandates and things like Medicare, Medicaid.
Then there's unfunded mandates, which are well above $120 trillion. And then there is, beyond that, the derivatives, which is in the quadrillions of dollars. So we have nowhere near enough money. In fact, if you were to ask how much money physically does the world actually have at a given moment in this printed money that they put out, I want to say we have far less than $10 trillion in all kinds of money. So it's all done by debt. It's all just done by notations on paper or little blips in computers that can be hacked and tricked.
Amazing, isn't it?
And that's what our society rests on.
Wow.
A system we've never proven is non-vulnerable.
Exactly. In fact, vulnerability.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
We are back with the hour, and actually I'm going to talk about some NutriMeds, lots of things that are going on. firstly, we have the sale coming up in a very short time because we have the custom New Year sales. A lot of new services. We are broadcasting here in Genesis. We'll soon be broadcasting with our stream live. We have a rebroadcast for the last 2 years on Revolution Radio, the last maybe 8 months, 9 months over on Red State. It'll be going live there as well as Rents Network. We're also broadcasting and going to start syndicating to potentially up to 2,000 stations, the U.S., Canada, and Europe. Any of the call letters of places where you are, whether you're listening to the program here or overseas, and we want to get the contact so we can get the show over there as well. We're going to be broadcasting to Alexa, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, iTunes, Google+, as well as all of our shows are going to be archived over at Blueberry. And they're also going to have a searchable string. The player will be placed only on NutriMedical and on our co-host show websites. If you go to NutriMedical, when the player is activated, probably it's going to be the first of the week when we get really fully rolling. You'll be able to listen to the show. You can even rewind it. So if you miss the first part, it'll rewind. I'm strongly recommending you listen only on our NutriMedical player because our network will contain all of the shows going to all the networks and platforms. We have Dr. Chu here. Dr. Chu, we're wanting to continue our dialogue. We didn't have a chance to do all the stories, so I'd like you to continue if you could, please.
Well, yeah, where did we leave off?
We were talking about the snake dance you did with the Hopi and some of the things about the harmonic resonance of the 432 resonant frequencies. And by the way, I got the Players, of course, apps on my phone and my iPhone and my iPad. We're working on an app to actually go use a song of DNA, which is basically different frequency notes within the atomic plasma resonance of minerals that Linus Pauling discovered, and amino acids, which I believe I extended your research and have found that they are important too. We can get a custom-made amino acid formula for anybody based on their blood tests, and I can have Genova Labs make it in Atlanta, by the way. And, of course, you need the proper minerals. We have our Albion chelated minerals that we use. We also use a lot of the minerals from you, but we add, of course, our that other product you have that actually make it even more absorbed for indium and NutriSilver. What people need to understand is signal plus substance equals healing. So the frequency of life is a frequency that can be used for humans, plants, animals, everything. It's basically a song. That's why I call it the song of DNA. It's kind of very pleasant to understand that music can make not only animals be docile like these snakes in this pit with the Hopi Indians where they could otherwise bite you, but also to make plants grow better. It really brings the Sabbath rest of minerals to plants because minerals determine the gene induction of which genes are going to be turned on for structural proteins and enzymes. So every disease state and every healing state requires a specific structural protein and enzyme. So it just intuitively makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's you said it just as good as I could, maybe better. So yeah, that's what it's all about. When you look at what cells do, they are harmonic in nature. I mean, they communicate very, very much like a cell phone communicates. In fact, I've been told that that's why cell phones are called cell phones. They have a specific structure with iridium that allows them to communicate through a cell tower antenna, which is, again, coated with a special mineral complex. And that's how we communicate. I'm talking to you right now on a cellular phone.
Right.
Kind of a miracle, actually. You know?
Now, of course, we talked about in the past, and I'm literally sitting on one of the QRS pads, and they're amazing. They restore the redox potential of your cells and the zeta potential of your tissues. There's other technology you've done research in the past. You resurrected the Rife machine in the actual original model called a photon sound beam as well. Can you talk a little bit about that and about what other research you're doing? Because what people have to understand, you have to restore the zeta potential of cells. You have to restore the transionic potential across the cell like a little mini battery. And you have to restore the ability to induce DNA and structural proteins. And all an enzyme is a protein folded around a monoatomic mineral to make or break chemical bonds. I mean, that's all it is, right?
Yeah, and the very concept of life itself. Life is when, you know, when you're living, breathing, there's actual measurable millivoltage called an energy field called your spirit or whatever you want to call it, or
bioimpedance. I had a bioimpedance machine in my office in Denver, and of course I had one of my friends in Aurora built one for the ICU, and he could actually go around and clip them on their hand and ankle, and he could tell who's going to die that night because their zeta potential was dropping in the ICU. So
yeah,
I mean, this is not.
I mean, Dr. Karatkov in Russia did studies and studies of this. Being, you know, he goes back into where he was really coming at this from an atheist or at least agnostic viewpoint, that there wasn't really anything to a spirit energy, a soul energy. So he calculating the actual millivoltage, and when indeed when a human body passed on, he was able to quantify that it depended a lot on how the person died. And that really shook him up because he found that the millivoltage, the entity field, kind of stuck around the body if there was a suicide. But if somebody was prepared to die, knew they were, you know, slipping away, the energy field left very gradually, but it was completed within 24 hours usually. But suicides and that type of thing, murders, prime people, you know, in their energy field just didn't leave when the heart stopped beating. It was not a uniform loss of millivoltage, in other words. So there had to be, what his conclusions was in his book that I highly recommend. I mean, this book is amazing. He said there is indeed something to do with an energy field of based on religious viewpoints of spirituality, this type of thing. In fact, his suicide victims, they were still measuring energy field of spirit long after they were allowed to keep the body. They were only allowed to study for 72 hours before they were able, you know, they wanted to take care of the body with their burial or cremation, and it still was there. I mean, what does that tell you about suicide?
Right.
There's something, you know, it in other words, there's just a... There is very much something to this field of energy medicine, the cells have to have the energy signatures, the energy frequencies.
Well, when I do a biophilia scan or metaphasia scan, and someone said previously they had gallbladder removed, their hologram of the diseased organ and shows how serious the disease is still there even though the organ's gone. And I say, you had surgery. You told me you had a cholecystectomy. Oh, yeah, 8 or 10 or 12 years ago. I said, yeah, well, your gallbladder was really sick. But as you can see, the holographic image of their gallbladder is still there even though it's gone now. Isn't that wild in the scan?
Yeah. I mean, it's the same thing. Korotkov found that out with lost limbs. You know, there was actually, they call them phantom digits, phantom limbs, whether it's an arm that's lost or a leg or an ankle. It still shows up in the energy field. So what can you
say? Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
The hologram is still there even though the tissue's gone.
Right. Exactly.
Amazing.
It's the energy field. It's called spirit, whatever you want to call it.
We'll be back in just a moment with more with Dr. Chulak.
My doctor makes more.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Inducing health, firstly, you need activated nutraceuticals. We have these here, NutraMeds. You need to have the minerals and amino acids. You need to have all the enzyme cofactors. You need to jump to gene defects, so they're actually bioconverted already. And you need the right signal. For the number of signal ways we can deliver it, we have the Sonic Life machine. That's the best way to deliver it. We have the Lumen Photon. We're working on a little interface package. We have microcurrent and acupuncture needles. We can give the atomic resonant frequencies now. And, of course, you want to restore the redox potential of your cells. I'm sitting literally on a QRS mat. Those are great. I talked to one guy we had about 7 years ago, Michael Alpo, who was working with not only QRS, but I think some other mats from Europe. what people didn't understand is our toxic electropollution, just from electricity itself and alternating current, from cell phones, Gwen Towers, Wi-Fi networks, and now 5G network, and cell phones, we're jamming our cellular communication. And what it does is it sends signals that actually tell your cells not to absorb or transport specific minerals, so it shuts down the induction of certain genes. That's really bad. I mean, if it's a zinc metalloenzyme and you've got a mercury frequency ballast in a light above you, it's going to tell your cells not to activate zinc metalloenzymes. It's that bad that it actually shuts down or silences specific genes that can affect hundreds of metabolic processes. Interesting, hey?
Absolutely. And the QRS pad has actually 5 international patents granted to it, one of which is that it's been proven to reduce and even eliminate electrosmog frequencies in the body as tested. The research going into those international patents is amazing.
I noticed the machine has a number of settings. You have 8, 16, and 24 minutes. You've got to relax. Basis and basically it's called vital. And then, of course, you've got sensitive, medium, and intensive. What do those settings mean on the QRS mat system?
Well, again, it's not a different set of frequencies. It's the same basic frequencies the cells need. It's like listening to, let's say, Silent Night on just a guitar setting, you know, very calm, mellow. That would be your relaxed and basic lowest setting, okay? Then if you go, you take the same set of notes that's in Silent Night, the melody, and do some drums or, you know, some extra loud jazzy rhythms like Mannheim Steamroller would do or something.
Right.
That's the difference. It's just intensity of those same notes, okay,
right,
in a different structure. So all good. Sometimes the cells respond very positively to a more intense beat with it. So
Right now you can't put a specifically frequency in. Like, for example, I'm working on an app, so we'll be able to have an app where not just 432, you can virtually a song of DNA, the atomic resonant notes for minerals and amino acids, so you can literally play a musical score in 432 in these specific notes for DNA and minerals and amino acids.
Yeah, so, and like we talked on the phone yesterday, Dr. Bill, when you look at what's called the Pythagorean skein of numbers, on the top row you have multiples of three. Below that, going vertically up and down, you have the multiples of four. So 1, 2, 4, 8, 16. Pythagoras showed this into a skein. In the very heart of that skein, you have the number 27 on the top, which is of course 9 times 3, and then you have 16 down below. That's where 432 actual vibrational hertz hit. What's amazing in this whole thing to me, that it's way beyond statistical coincidence, is you have, that's what my doctoral dissertation pointed out, you have magnesium's frequency, which is 36 hertz. That's its base core frequency, which is just the basic octave of 432. It's 432 divided by 12, right?
Right.
You have calcium, which is 64. You have vanadium, which is 72 hertz. You have potassium at 54 hertz. So there's your basic three pillars, magnesium, potassium, calcium, are very, very much a part of the 432 skein of numbers.
Right.
It's not accidental.
Right. Now, if you look at that, it means that you can create, what I'm doing is I'm working on an app that will actually not just be a 432 musical app, but for a specific illness, put the proper frequency atomic resonance notes to induce your structural proteins and enzymes and amino acids, too, as well as the minerals, for healing of a specific illness. Because every illness has a fingerprint of structural protein and enzyme deficiency. And you need signal or frequency plus substance, the building blocks, which we have in our NutraMeds, to heal. We have everything from Red Deer Velvet DR to oncomycin, which has mica D2, basically has the oncomycin that's very important for ergothionine, the first receptor activated by your stem cells. You need all the right supplements to work along with the right frequency to heal. And right now with the electropollution, you're getting gene silencing, so we're seeing a drop in fertility, IQ, health, and we're seeing many more illnesses in young people that used to be in elderly people, and now we're seeing them younger and younger, aren't we?
We are. And like, you know, if you tie, as we talked about earlier, if you have the understanding that this is a spiritual link, and absolutely that to your stress levels, and also the way your body processes the stress frequency, you have to understand how important these balancing frequencies and minerals are, just for harmony, harmonic with the cell level.
Well, for example, I have the frequencies that Linus Pauling worked out, and you have it in your book, on hypertension or diabetes. And I take all the right supplements, so I use the Sonic Life Machine and use the frequencies. While using the Sonic Life Machine, I also have an antenna system in my office, so I can drop my Dropbox with specific frequencies there and literally play it through the air, or I can play it as a sound, which I can hear. So literally, you can use the same approach toward making plants and animals and humans healthier by inducing the right frequencies or resonant frequencies and train their tissues to turn on their DNA to make the right structural proteins and enzymes and help their body heal, right?
Yep, exactly. And then I was just going to tell you that in the original Hebrew text of the Old Testament, there's a specific number value given to every Hebrew number or a letter. There's a number value.
Right.
In fact, the early scribes would make sure the numbers added up. That's how they could double check and triple check the text as they copied them, and they were said to be verbatim in the number. And so it's interesting to find that there is number symbolism throughout the Old Testament and New. I mean, there's a reason why there were 12 apostles.
Right.
There's a reason for the for every number that's in there is a symbolic meaning. I just find it real interesting.
Dr. Like the number seven.
Yeah.
In fact, we have our sales call seven for heaven. We have these sales call seven for heaven sales.
Yeah, seven is the Creator's watermark. You see it throughout not only the scriptures but also through creation itself.
But yeah, like the seven bands of the rainbow, even, right?
Yeah, seven colors of the rainbow, each a frequency. Well, guess what? Isaiah 61 verse 1, which is really the messianic prophecy, right? Where Jesus began his ministry, he came into the synagogue and read from that scroll that verse, and he said, "What? This day is this fulfilled here in now, right?" Wow, it's pretty. He was just what he said he was, or he was pretty out there, radical lunatic, right? But the number value for Isaiah 61 verse 1, if you add up what's called the gematria of that original text, comes out to exactly 5,184. Now, what is that? How is that significant? We'll divide 5,184 by 12 and see what you get. It's 432 again on the nose. So I'm just suggesting that's exactly how creation is made. And Jesus, according to John chapter 1, was what? The creator of all things. Nothing that was made was not made except through him. So he made everything. It has to do with harmonics, the 432.
Yeah, in other words, exactly. In other words, voice or speech or frequency that allows everything to exist. Just like Tesla, Einstein, Max Planck, and all the great quantum physicists, Raymond Rife, frequency is everything. In the quantum, biological, non-biological universe, frequency is everything. Energy, matter, space, time, it's all frequency. Amazing.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M. Of NutriMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Turn a little bit different. I'm actually with my biophilia machine in the Metapathia Hunter. With the biophilia, I can actually put in the frequencies for my treatment nutraceuticals, and I'll be doing that in the next month or so. So when I do an actual full consult with the biophilia consult, I can even test the efficacy. Of course, I know intuitively which nutraceuticals are going to work, and I get many people to call. I had one guy who heard a commercial on another one of the shows on the network, and he's very skeptical. Well, but a doctor dig on him. Look, the guy's blind already. He's got cataracts, glaucoma, and et cetera in his eyes. And he wants to really give him further proof. No, you've got to take the supplement for a period of time. If you don't get better, you need a consult. Then I'll recommend tests like electroretinograms and slit lamp eye exams and so on. But you need to take the supplements, and you need to take frequency therapy, such as a lumen photon or QRS PET. Or if I have to, I may even go something like this other machine you're talking about, the photon sound beam, so which is a Rife machine. But what people need to understand, he may need hyperbaric oxygen. He may need stem cell therapy, where you give him, you know, retinal peptides and things like a lumen photon over his eyes, which I recommend strongly to people. But people understand, if you don't have the right substance or building blocks, you don't have the right signal, you can't heal. Signal plus substance equals healing. even the word prayer. Prayer is actually frequency. I tell people, when you say a prayer, even for people who are evil, in fact, one of the things that I do, which is probably a little unusual, I pray for some of the most evil people on earth. Because when you pray for the evil ones, you take their foot off your neck. You also pray for yourself, because a lot of time we stay sick because we in our own pride actually keep ourselves sick because we think we can fix things that basically have to be handed over to God. Now, this is going to be like a Christmas message. A lot of time people are broken in their families. There's different needs. It's not just Christmas. It's what I call stressmas. And that stress is due to family breakups that happened in previous Christmases. And they're not healed, and they're still suffering with that non-healing. In order to overcome that or even physical illness, you've got to forgive yourself and forgive others, not just one day like Kol Nidre with Yom Kippur, but you have to forgive yourself and sins. Just hand it over to God. Say, look, I can't deal with this. You've got to deal with it, whether it's you're not seeing your grandchildren or whether it's a broken relationship where a mother's not seeing her daughter or son because there's a disarray with maybe a previous divorce. And we see this in families. That brokenness is some of the things that comes with Christmas. And the same thing with the body. The body is broken because of unresolved, even generational conflicts that are not resolved over generations. That curse or that frequency literally can visit your descendants, your children and grandchildren, as it says in the Bible, to the fourth generation. I'd like you to expand on that. Good.
Well, yeah, absolutely. That's the new study of epigenetics, as you well know. The changing of the DNA pattern, which is a record of all of our history, of
right.
our ancestry going clear back, and by the way, they've traced it back to a one man, not an animal, all right, not a chimpanzee or a monkey. But it goes back. Everything's recorded permanently in that. So whenever you have a bad problem, whether a murder you committed or it's just some very evil thoughts, that does affect the DNA. It absolutely
right.
is recorded there, and it can be passed on to your gene pool as it passes down. But the good news is, being born again, they're showing that there's a change, a physical change, a rebirth in your DNA.
Right.
So it can be a good thing, too.
Right. Well, what people need to understand is that when you actually have a series of forgiveness, you can also not only forgive yourself but others, it forgives your body. For example, if you have a period of brokenness, and I have this kind of like a yes, God kind of feeling that he gives me is, when you have a non-resolved conflict, say, in your family or your own health, if you hand it over to God, he says, good, you get out of the way, now I can deal with it. And he'll do it in ways that you didn't expect, like somebody visit you, a new diet book arrives, a new approach, you listen to this program, and it says, oh, this is how you can fix your peripheral neuropathy with a combination of epigenetic frequency therapy and right supplements to fix it. And what people don't understand is, the healthcare system we have is sick. The people like Occasional Cortex, that's we've changed their name from Ocasio-Cortez to Occasional Cortex, and Bernie Sanders Claus and others and the Democrats that want to just give a broken healthcare system to everyone, it'll bankrupt the country and not make people live longer or better. What you need is to actually revise the entire system, get rid of malpractice, allow alternate pathways for people to become specialists in the area of medicine, get rid of state licensure and have national licensure by non-government bodies. Don't have government oversight. Don't force governments to force vaccines. Don't allow genetically modified food in or a food supply affecting animals or us. We eat the food that's eating genetically modified food. And then remineralize the soil. Bring the Sabbath grass back to the land. Remineralize the food so the foods you eat actually have vitamin content, color, and taste like they've never had for generations. I mean, if you have food that's mineralized, it tastes, looks, smells completely different from food we eat nowadays, which basically is, I call it the seeds of famine. What we're eating is food is famine food. Sometimes calorie content with no food value at all, right?
Exactly. Yep, that's exactly what Pauling explained to me. And he was a pioneer with that. People misunderstood a lot of his empathy towards the Soviet Union, not to the Soviet regime, but the Russian people. I mean,
by the way, the Russian people, a quarter of the Russian people have Hebrew or Jewish blood. Did you know that? They're not only people
Absolutely.
Of the steppe, but also Russian.
He knew that. He knew that very well, especially the Ukrainian people.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
And what people don't understand is that the Bible, in a sense, it talks about the frequency of eternity. Eternity is something that can coexist with the everlasting. In other words, it's not just a place where you die and you go there. Eternity can exist now. In fact, the marriage supper is a marrying God who is eternal with temporal, which is everlasting. other words, she can have her lasting kingdom that can go for quadrillions or infinite number of years, where there's change and transition. And we as a people, which are billions now, will soon be trillions, spreading across the galaxy, become the bride of the Creator God. And there'll be change occur, but it'll still be indwelt by God. So we'll live millennia rather than just hundreds of years. And we pass from life to life. We won't die as we die now, where you can die not only a physical death, but a spiritual death. And the spiritual death is annihilation. And people don't see that coming. It's completely different than all the eschatology taught by, whether it's different sects of Christianity, Mormonism, Judaism. Modern Judaism is totally apostate from what ancient Judaism taught. And even all the so-called apostate, we call shamanic religions around the world, including Buddhists, etc., and even the transhumanists, they don't get the nature of reality, do they? They don't understand the nature of reality.
No, they think, the pantheism that they preach, where God, if he exists, he's in everything you touch and see, whether it's an animal or a light wave or a rainbow. That's just nonsense. There has to be a creator at the beginning.
Well, the creator is separate from creation. He transits beyond dimensions of time, space, and that's why he's there, omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent. And what I learned when I was 8 and a half and went to heaven, the eternal now, there's no regrets and no plans. You have experience, but there's no plans. And people don't understand that. They don't realize that fully removes the idea of sin and violence. Violence and sin cannot exist in heaven, period.
Not at all, yep.
And, of course, the violence is happening to the population. I see the lifespan last year, 2017, one of my doctors, Dr. Dan Royal in Vegas, sent me a report last week that the U.S. Lifespan is for the first time dropped. So the first time it's dropped in over 100 years, because it wasn't very high back a century and a half ago in the 19th century, but now it's dropped now for the first time in over 100 years. More suicides.
They're saying that's because of all the suicides, all the depressed people with opiates and yada yada. No, that's a small sampling size.
Yeah, I think it's not just that. I think people are both biologically hopeless and physically and spiritually hopeless. And the religions they have aren't making that hope improve, is it?
And what good is it living an extra 15 years if you're stuck in a nursing home drooling over yourself in dementia? You're not living. You're just making statistics.
You have a lifespan and a death span. If your lifespan is to age 35 and your death span starts at 35 to 70, the last 35 years are a prolonged march toward the grave.
Yep, and that's what Pauling was so convinced it can increase people to live to 95 or maybe 120, but no, more importantly, like you told me many times, to have high quality of life, still be contributing in a big way to society. And, yeah, that's what it's about. Living is living.
If we succeed, Dr. Drew and our colleagues, the average person at the end of the 21st century will be 100 years old or older.
And
living well.
Yeah,
not drooling in a nursing home or incognito and having no control of their bowels and bladder and laying on a striker bed being rolled to make sure they don't get bed sores. They'll be out there playing tennis, writing books, traveling the world, doing something useful for the civilization and their descendants. Thank you for coming on. I appreciate it, Dr. Chu. Amazing discussion today. We'll see you again next week on Monday. Yeah, take care. God bless. Thank you.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. and listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.